In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Olin Krutz, although sometimes the circumstances aren't perfect. Nonetheless, Olin, like all our guests, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Olin, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing good. Tough loss, you know, tough 4 weeks here. Wow. If you're playing for the Bears, if you're coaching for the Bears, if you're covering the Bears, if you're an analyst for the Bears, if you're on the road, you know, in certain bars doing shows for Bears and dealing with the fans, just tough ways to lose games, man. The Hail Mary, blocked field goal, talked a lot about even leading up into this game, kept talking about how long it took us there at Halas Hall, because as you guys know, you guys covered us there. We weren't doing a lot of winning for a while there, how long it took us to learn how to win. And that's why the confusion when I hear them talking about details and why guys get fired and accountability. And then you watch them go out there and they're trying to find it, guys. They're trying to learn how to win football games, which as you two guys know, and a lot of people who watch the NFL know, a lot of these games are really close and they're hard football games to win, right? And something I was just looking at this morning, we look at this Packers field goal block. Which there was a lot of talk about what Coach LaFleur said after the game. Three guys jumping in the air in the middle of their defense there, guys, all draft picks, right? Fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick, and first-round pick. And we talk about developing the line of scrimmage for the Chicago Bears and developing guys so they can make plays at the end of games to win games to get your team over the hump.
So, Olin, on that last sequence, the one that created a feeling that was shocking and yet all too familiar in Chicago, where do you place most of the responsibility? On the coaching staff for not having the gumption and belief and confidence to run one more play and think something good will happen and you put yourself in the best situation possible, or the breakdown along the offensive line that created the block?
Yeah, when you go back and rewatch it, you have young guys out there like Roschon Johnson at running back. The play before, everybody wanted one more run play, and I can see that, especially when you have a kicker who kicks it low. But Roschon has to learn there in that situation. We're not going to jump cut backside, right? On I think it was second down, he got the handoff. The Bears blockers up front get pushed 4 yards in the backfield on that play, and that's when the guys, when we talk about winning games and we talk about details, and you try to define that, right? Because if you're going to keep talking about it, you probably should define what you're actually talking about. And I'm talking about on that kind of play, when the young quarterback and the receiver group get you down there for a field goal. And we're just looking for 4 or 5 more yards, guys. Because remember, everyone keeps saying we didn't do it. On second down, they did hand the ball off, right? They did hand the ball off and try to get more yards there. You got to get your – what is details in football, right? Get your pads low, right? Come off the ball. Get under the defender. Move him back so we can get 3 or 4 more yards. They call a play – from the sideline, right? They call inside zone to the right. The aiming point is probably the backside leg of the center. I give it to my running back, my downhill running back. I want him downhill. I want him hard. All I need is 3 or 4 more yards, guys. First of all, we get pushed back in the backfield. We're 3 yards in the backfield. The Bears blockers are back there. Rashawn Gary does a nice job. Guess what he does? Another first-round pick for the Packers. Guess what he does at that moment? He gets his pads low. He gets his hand, comes off the ball, gets his hands inside, and he pushes the Bears tight end back, right? And Roschon Johnson takes the ball, and he goes to jump cut. Guess what they tell a running back? You got to press the line of scrimmage. You don't make a cut until you get to the line of scrimmage, right? Then it's up to you, but I want you at the line of scrimmage, especially in that situation. I want you downhill. I want you running hard. Instead, we jump cut backside. We almost lose. If I'm on the sideline too, guys, I got young guys out there. I almost lose 2 to 3 yards on that one play. I'm a little worried. Man, no. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to hand it off again. Sorry. I'm in position. I almost lost 3 or 4 yards there. I got to kick the ball right now. So I can see why they did it, and I can also see why people say, why not go for one more? We talked about the Packers special team coach, Matt LaFleur, saying, man, we knew we could get one, basically calling the Bears building out. He's smart enough to know exactly what he's saying there. Yep. He's saying, you guys are unprepared, and we were.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was a very damning comment by him. And
he knows what he's saying. He knows exactly what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, but he's entitled to, because they won the bloody game. And apparently
it pissed me off in a way where you respect him, right? Where that pisses you off that he says that, right? But I mean, you know, you can be mad at somebody and still respect them. You respect the way to prepare. You respect what, like, he said that. And I just, like, you're saying that our guys are not preparing. Like, you are, our guys are not seeing the film. I went back. The Bears did have a block against the Jaguars late in the game. They're up by a lot of points. No one really notices, right? Obviously, Coco Metz had a long snapper there. He's snapping the field goal. A lot of moving parts. The Jaguars do get a block there. I think this is the Bears' second one of the year.
So I guess the question, Olin, is, do we give them credit for being close? I mean,
they shouldn't.
But they didn't seem like, the coach seemed very composed in the post game. Mm-hmm. The quarterback seemed downright pleased. I mean, I'm just being honest. Now, he did perform the special. We've seen him now lead the Bears to two game winning plays, and then they lost both those games. But he has he did do that little trick that you were hoping to see, that we're worried we weren't going to see again. And I don't know how to feel coming out of that thing, because of the unbelievable disappointment that they have, frankly, a losing culture, and they find a way to lose these games.
They do. And that's why we keep talking about learning how to win, right? And talk about Caleb Williams, man, 3rd and 19. He avoids the Packers defender, works to the right, eyes down the field, hits Odunze. What a gutsy throw, right? Back shoulder fade on a fourth down, play. And then, guys, he comes up to the line of scrimmage, recognizes the blitz, something I've talked about a lot, man. I see the game from the line of scrimmage. I'm a former center. I see blitzes. I see things coming. I know quarterbacks who don't see it. He checks to a seven-man protection, right? We call that base protection. Tight end has Sam to strong safety. Running back has Will to free safety. And the line has a four down in the mic. And he checks to it because he sees the blitz coming. He gets Keenan Allen one-on-one. Gets him a great matchup. Keenan Allen runs his patented out route, and he hits him. You are right, Mully. There were so many good things in that drive. Now, an offense that only scores 19 points, right? An offense that only scores late in the first half, right? For all the good things we said we saw. Again, the points are under the rocks there at Soldier Field. They're still trying to find them, right? They're still trying to find more points for this offense. But that, Caleb, how do we get that earlier in the game, right? How do we get to moving the ball, putting the ball in the end zone? But yes, at the end of the game there, I could see why he felt good, right? You can see him after walking off the field, before the field goal, he's shaking everybody's hand, right? And then, again, I would say that's learning how to win. Maybe the quarterback there should be like, let's wait. We got to make this field goal yet, right? We got things to do yet. Let's get these blocks. Make sure we're blocking the Green Bay Packers front. And Kyle Sanders should put this through the uprights. Everybody who heard Coach Eberflus's post-game press conference, as we did, as Dustin does a great job getting for us that post-game press conference for us there on the post-game show now. Anybody who heard it was waiting for the, man, we have to learn how to win. The accountability they talk about so much over there at Hallis Hall, right? The details they talk about so much there at Hallis Hall. I'm not too frustrated with the young quarterback having a little pep in his step. I actually want that out of him. I want him to learn, man, there late in the game. Keep the focus on the field goal team. Keep the focus on making that field goal before we shake hands and celebrate. But not too worried about that. I'm a little more worried about the coach not coming out there and taking accountability after a week of firing somebody and then talking about accountability.
This segment with Olin Krutz, sponsored by Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Visit online or their Elmhurst and Lyle showrooms. All right, Olin, trying to remove emotion from it, which is difficult, but if you're just watching the tape and you're evaluating the Bears, say the Vikings might be doing, what's one area that concerned you the most and one thing you saw that might have encouraged you?
I was encouraged by Jay Curran coming in and play left guard, to be honest with you, the way the offensive line played, you know, against the Packers defensive front that I thought they would struggle against. But it was big getting Braxton Jones and Darnell right back. You remember Braxton Jones block on a toss crack.
Oh, my God.
Screaming. I was screaming in Wonderverse out there in Oak Brook. I love that block. I like some of the play calling. So the offensive line, after Bates went out, I had a bad feeling. But gave Jay Curran credit for coming in there and doing some good things, actually, against the Packers front. Like I said, I thought they would struggle against. I thought they would struggle against them. And then David just find a way to get that ball in the end zone. We always say in the red zone, it's players, not plays. And maybe as Thomas Brown gets going here, and obviously now the Vikings and Flores, who everyone raves about, and they should. He does a great job up there at Minnesota. They have a game of Thomas Brown on film now. They'll break them down. They'll know what he likes to do. And Thomas Brown got to take a step in all, what do they do up there at Hallis Hall? I forget the word they keep using. They all work together, right? They all work together. They all got to work together. They got to collaborate. It's going to be a collaborative effort to go out there and beat Flores. But fine points, David, which has been a problem here for a while now. They got to get the ball in the end zone. A field goal down there, I think in the third quarter, they got the ball down there inside the 10. They got a 2-for-1. I give them credit for that, right? They got the touchdown, came out. Like to see them get another touchdown there, right? They moved all the way down the field. Then they're on the 6 or 7. They got to run stuff, and then we missed Odunze in the back of the end zone there. I think they caught a play, but a little better just putting the ball in the end zone, getting more points on the board there at Soldier Field.
A friend of mine texted me last night, Olin, and said that that was a worse loss than the Washington one. Because it was the Packers. Because as horrible as the Fail Mary, now it's 11 in a row. I never thought we'd see something like that. Now it's the Flower has never lost to the Bears. They the first game for the young quarterback where you think things are changing and he could put a stamp on it. That's robbed from him. And I just think that. And I know how you are. I know that you have never picked the Packers to win against the Bears. and you put your season record at risk every time they play. But it's just got to drive you out of your head that they lost to that team. And I hope the ownership sits up and takes notes. I hope we hear from somebody about that. I hope somebody is mad about it.
Yeah, that's well said. And it's so funny because going to the game, it's like, is this still a rivalry, right? And that's what I'm talking about. When LaFleur says that, that's why it pisses you off so much, right? That he would say something like that on stage. Like I said, they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're saying. Is it still a rivalry? The Bears have so many problems they got to fix. But I guess the only way you can look at it is Caleb's 0-1, right? And hopefully here's a guy who can get us over the hump. Here's a guy who can make the plays to finally beat the Packers, because it always seems like the Packers, man, when you watch them play, and eventually it's not luck, right? If you go back through the history of how they beat the Chicago Bears, there's always a play like Christian Watson's play, right? Always. They make the play. There's always a field goal block. They make the field goal block. And what I'm trying to explain to everybody is that's the details everyone keeps talking about, but they don't show up. Right. That's the frustrating part. They keep talking about it. But if you keep talking about something and it doesn't get fixed, I start to wonder if you know how to fix those problems. Right. And yes, Christian Watson makes a great catch there. Right. And Jalen Johnson, we all know, top 2 or 3 cornerbacks in the NFL. But again, in those critical situations, they always seem to come up with the play on one of our best players. Right. And they run all the field all the way down there right after we score 10 points for the Chicago Bears offense. 10 points in a row is huge, right? That was a huge moment for us right there to get that. And the defense comes on the field and immediately, we always say, well, the defense is just worn out. The defense, well, the offense had the ball. But, I mean, I don't know. After that interception, I mean, I don't know when's the next time Jordan Love actually touched the football, right, after Terrell Smith picked him off. So the details, learning how to beat the Packers, holding people accountable. We heard a lot about that stuff. Now let's start doing it.
What did you think of Caleb Williams getting up and apologizing to teammates after Shane Waldron was fired, according to a report by Jay Glazer pregame?
Yeah, I think I give him credit, I guess, for standing up there, and it's always hard. We all call for these, even doing radio, when you used to play in the NFL, it's hard when you see someone get fired like that. You know how hard they're working. You know everything they're going through. I mean, even talking about this struggle, this epic run of losing the Bears are on right now, talking about it because you know what happens after that. So, Caleb, credit to him that he realized that a man and his family lost their job, standing up in front of the room and saying, look, man, I got to play better football, right? And that's taking accountability. That is saying, look, this starts with me at quarterback. I understand that everyone's looking at me. I understand that I haven't been playing well. Not everything was Shane Waldron's fault, and they made a change, and they did look better yesterday. But I give him credit for that, for standing up in front of a room, a young man stand up and say, look, man, this starts with me here. I am the starting quarterback. I am the star. A lot of things are on my shoulders, and I got it. It starts with me, and I got to play better. And sometimes when you do that, people follow you, right? And it seems like people were following him late in that game yesterday to move the ball down the field, to get themselves in position to kick a field goal. Jay Glazer, one of the eight wonders of the world, where he gets his information from, right? I don't know. Who knows? He always comes up with something there. There on the Fox pregame show, he's always talked to somebody. He knows somebody in every town. That guy, he's got, what do they say? He's got his ear to the ground.
This segment with Olin Krutz is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Olin, if we're looking for good points, how about 56.3% on third down, their conversion rate, 9 of 16, 3 of 3 on fourth down. The Packers, 1 of 5 on third down and 0 for 1 on fourth down. I mean, it's just hard to believe. Bears had a takeaway, and I don't even know if you call it a takeaway. The guy threw a terrible pass, okay? And he does
that. We're thankful for that.
Yes, that was a gift. But nonetheless, they won all these statistical categories. It just feels like empty calories because of the way the game ended.
Yeah, isn't that the third time now they've won the takeaway battle and lost the game? It's just interesting. You're looking for things like that. Like when they got that interception, I said, "Oh, here we go. That's exactly what we needed, right?
Yeah,
a red zone takeaway, right? We needed that, and they got it. And then they went down and scored and." As you're talking about on third down, Caleb was using his legs well. They had Edrin Cooper, their second-round pick, who runs an impressive 4.52 40 time, guys. Wow. And Caleb was out running them. They had him spying them. They had him there for out there doing a nice job recognizing.
You're cutting out a little bit. Did we lose Olin?
Pre-snap issues.
Well, you had a pre-snap penalty. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a few of them. That's okay. He gave some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, great content. So content, as always, from Olin. Always fun to get a chance to talk.